Supporters of Preserving Charlotte's Old Excelsior Club received a boost last week. The National Trust for Historic Preservation named it among the 11 most endangered historical places in the country. It's hoped the designation will generate national attention to save the Excelsior. Time is running out. The owner has the right to demolish it beginning June 13th. WFAE's Tommy Tomlinson would like the building to be saved. He shares his idea and memories of the Excelsior in today's On My Mind column.
I went to the Excelsior Club a few times back in the 90s, and it wasn't much to look at even then. Now it's even more run down. If you just drive by the club off of Baysford Road, you might wonder what's worth saving. But that's only if you haven't heard the stories. Back in the 50s and 60s, the Excelsior was the main stop for black musicians coming through Charlotte. Louis Armstrong played there, and James Brown and Sam Cooke. There used to be live broadcasts from the club on WGIV, Charlotte's first black radio station. The club was also a center for social life and politics. If you wanted black votes in Charlotte, you stopped by the Excelsior and shook hands. Bill Clinton did, back when he was running for president. But over the years, the Excelsior went through a bunch of owners, and in 2016, it closed for good. There's been a long debate over who might buy the place next, whether local government might step in, or if the club is too far gone to save. Now, as of the other day, the Excelsior has landed on the 2019 list of America's 11 most endangered historic places. A group called the National Trust for Historic Preservation compiles the list every year. They're a private nonprofit, so they don't have any say in whether the Excelsior actually gets preserved. There are at least three issues that somebody's got to figure out. One, who's going to put up the money to fix the place? Two, who's going to own it when it's done? And three, what purpose the building will serve in the long run? Allow me to propose a little something. One reason preserving the Excelsior Club is important is because Charlotte has torn down so much of its history. That's especially true of our black history. Brooklyn, the black neighborhood that used to be in Second Ward uptown, was raised in the 60s as part of urban renewal. It didn't gleam like the uptown towers do now, but thousands of people made their lives there. Good Samaritan, once the city's black hospital, is also long gone. Where it's at is now the 40-yard line at the Carolina Panthers Stadium. Good Sam wasn't as fancy as Charlotte's mega hospitals, but for decades it took care of its own. These days, long-standing black neighborhoods such as Cherry and Belmont are filling up with white families drawn to property near the center city. In some cases, the newcomers are buying up old houses and, you guessed it, tearing them down for homes that dwarf the ones of their new neighbors. So maybe we should make the Excelsior Club a museum honoring the city's lost places. There's enough of them to fill the building, no doubt about that. And you know what? I wouldn't spend too much on dressing up the place either. What something looks like from the outside is not always a measure of its value. That's a lesson Charlotte has never really learned.